We'll cut him by short. If anybody's got a testimony or something, go ahead and jump in here. So I want to testify a little bit, and I think this will go a little bit into what the Lord's got on my heart. Been burdening me for a couple of weeks. But you know what, that song at verse 3 says, many precious loved ones will be waiting.
Yeah.
You know what, just thank God I got some loved ones waiting on the other side.
Yeah, man.
You know, I got to talk to Sister Christina a couple of weeks ago. We was at waiting on the kids. Maybe the church doesn't know, but we got a good handful, about 5 or 6 kids that go out on Tuesday nights. And they help the senior citizens that are in that Alzheimer ward, if I remember right. You know, we got a teenager, Logan's in there faithfully. We got a bunch of the Stover girls, Lily, Morgan. And you know what? Get out there and they get to help. You know what? As me and Christina got to talk, it took about an hour. She said, you know what? We don't talk a lot about heaven. You know what? It seems like I saw the percentages. I don't have them wrote down, but I believe the majority, overwhelming majority of Christ's messages were on hell, not heaven. You know what? But every now and then, he lets us know, hey, there's going to be something out there. Hey, there's going to be, Brother Josh, there's going to be something waiting on the other side. He says, I'm going to spend most of my time warning you about a place called hell. Because I tell you what, for every good, there seems to be an evil.
Right.
And we can talk about a beautiful place, but I tell you what, we're not going to get on hell, but I tell you what, hey, thank God he saved me from hell.
Yeah.
Hey, thank God that I know there's a hell. Hey, we haven't been lulled to sleep by philosophy and man.
Right.
We know that it's just not talking about Christian a place.
Yep.
It's just not talking about no, there's a physical burning flame.
Yep.
But I'm telling you tonight, if you die without God in your heart, you'll wake up.
Right.
Oh, Lazarus, hey, he sat at that gate and he looked at that rich man.
Yeah.
He fared sumptuously, the Bible says. Jesus told us, Brother Josh, he had a pretty good way to go.
Yeah.
Hey, but he rejected the Lord.
Right.
And in hell, he opened up his eyes and fire and flames being in torment.
Yep.
Hey, but guess what? Lazarus.
Yeah.
Hey, that Abraham's bosom.
Yeah.
That type of the heavenly city,
right,
that we're talking about. Thank God, Brother Josh. Hey, we don't have to worry about hell. I'm not trying to get away from it and get a good dose of hell, because you know what? Hey, heaven's a whole lot sweeter when we find out where we should have been.
Amen.
But thank God there is a place.
Yes, sir.
Thank God I've got some loved ones that's waiting on me. Thank God I've got some grandparents, got some great-grandparents in the faith, Brother Josh. They dug that plow. They went ahead and went down fence row, put that extra mile in there.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you before I get in what's on my heart. I don't know if anybody else got something. Hey, this could be long and this could be short. Hey, we're going to put it in the Lord's hands tonight. Hey, this could be short and sweet. Hey, do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels?
Yes.
Hey, if you close your eyes and you get, I won't ask y'all to do it, but I've done it before. If you close your eyes and you get to that spot where you can remember when the Lord come into your heart.
Yeah.
Hey, can you close your eyes and go to a spot where you was this wicked sinner? Can you go to that spot where you knew if you died, you'd open your eyes in hell?
Right.
Hey, but guess what? The Lord didn't leave you that way.
Hey.
Why? When he saw you, Brother Josh, he wasn't going to leave you in condemnation.
Right.
When you was told your whole life that God loved you, but what you was feeling didn't feel like love.
Right.
You knew, now, Noah, you knew God loved you, but what you was feeling and wrestling with in your heart, you knew there was something more to it. But guess what? Hey, that moment you let it go, that moment you went ahead and you accepted him as your Savior, that moment when you repented of them sins, hey, that right there, do you have that moment? Do you have that spot? Because I'm telling you, if you can't close your eyes and the Lord can't take you to a spot, hey, you're in trouble tonight. Hey, you'll never see this good city we've been singing about unless you know you've been through Calvary. Hey, unless Noah, you can close your eyes and you can understand what the Lord saved you from, you never get it. So maybe tonight, if we go ahead and we just went ahead, if you guys want to start turning to Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to let the Lord put this together. Hey, but I'm just wondering if we don't know what we're doing here. Hey, I'm wondering, as Christians, do we understand why we're singing about heaven tonight? Do we understand? Hey, Tina, do we understand just exactly what we're preaching on, what we're singing on? Hey, but Hebrews chapter 11, it just gets us a little taste of what's going on. Normally at this time, I would ask everybody to stand, but I'm going to say, if y'all want to stand, go, but just stay in your seats, because we're going to be doing a little bit of reading right here. Because I can't pull a text verse out of here, so I just need to go ahead and just read it. Hebrews chapter 11 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. this city we've been singing on. Hey, if you Christian, if you don't have the faith, you ain't going to see it. If you haven't put your faith and trust in the finished work of Calvary's cross, if you haven't repented of them sins against the Lord, you're not going to be able to get her. But now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. He spoke the framing of the world into existence. There's a song on the radio that says, out of the vapor of his breath, the planets were formed. He spoke it. This is the faith. When we've got this faith the way it's supposed to be, there's not a science teacher in the United States of America that can shake us, church. Hey, there's not a discovery on the Discovery Channel. There's not a teacher in a classroom. When we understand we have the faith in the Lord, Sister Christina, the faith that the Lord spoke this earth into existence. Don't need to know Big Bang Theory or Charles Darwin, a racist straight out of hell trying to brainwash our children, because we got this now faith. It says, so that these things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. By faith Abel offered God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. He was God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Well, I'd just like to maybe add a little second right here. Won't add to the word of God, Brother Eddie, because I can't do it. Hey, but guess what? One of these days, I'm getting translated. And there's going to be one day that trumpet's going to sound. One of these days, that eastern sky is going to split open. The Lord's going to be coming back to get his church. Hey, Brother Eddie, we're going to be going home when the Lord comes. But guess what? He said he had this faith that he pleased God. But I know that my righteousness are filthy rags. And I know, like Paul said, inside of this flesh there dwelleth no good thing. So guess what? It's not my righteousness. But thank God that I've got a mediator. Thank God Jesus Christ came down. Hey, and it ain't me that can please this God, but the righteousness through the Lord we can please him, Brother Josh. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Can't show up to church enough, can't sing in the choir enough, it's going to take this faith. No, it's going to take faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and nothing else is going to stand. We're going to get to the good part. We got to get there, Sister Tammy. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm asking this tonight, is anybody diligently seeking this city? Hey, I've got my heart burdened tonight. Hey, Brother Eddie, we've been singing about these songs, knowing a little bit of what I was going, Lord had on my heart to share. Hey, but you know what? Are we diligently seeking him tonight? I'd like to challenge all of my teenage Sunday school class. Got a few of you here. I'd like to challenge my youth group. Hey, do we got anybody diligently seeking him tonight? Right. Is our faith where it's supposed to be? Are we worried about seeking this kingdom? Are we diligently seeking the face of the Lord? Or are we seeking the face of man tonight? By faith, Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Hey, I remember one night I was moved with fear, moved me right towards Jesus Christ, waiting with open arms at the altar for me, Brother Eddie. Moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Thank God that my mom and daddy was in church. Not only did it save them, it saved their whole house. How is that? Well, because I came to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ because the faith I saw in my parents. It didn't get me there, but it helped get me to the door. By which he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was charged to go out into a place which he should, after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Hey, young people tonight, are we willing to go, not knowing where we're going, but just willing to go? I'm wondering, church tonight, are we seeking this city the way we're supposed to? Hey, are we ready to get into our car and start her up and hit her and drive and head out and say, Brother Josh, where are we going? And say, I don't know, but you know what? The Lord's driving this thing, and we're going to see where he goes. Hey, because without that kind of faith, you're not going to please God tonight, church. A young person, without the faith of knowing that, hey, God's in control. We went to youth retreat, hey, this summer, and we made us up them shirts. We got God's in control. We got our Nintendo controllers on there. Hey, but is he really? Hey, we're wearing them shirts, and we went through the whole week of the preaching. We went through the whole week, but you know what? Is God in control? Because I think God's wanting some people to let go and let God take control tonight. Why? Because without faith, it's going to be impossible to please Him. Without this faith, you're never going to see this city we're talking about. He obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in the multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. All these died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they have been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity to have returned. But now they desired a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared them for a city. I'm asking you tonight as we get into the message, hey, this could be pretty short. Hey, you know, I think the Lord's going to go short and sweet on this one. Hey, because guess what? I'm asking you tonight, are you stating plainly that you seek a country? Yeah. Hey, we got a bunch of wishy-washy churches in the United States of America, and we know what we're against, and some of them, hey, you know what? We know that what we're not against. Hey, and we know, hey, we're in this politic debate, and we're in this social media debate, and we've checked in on Facebook this morning, and we've talked about everything, but are we stating plainly that we're seeking a city whose builder and maker is God, and that's what we're looking for? Hey, I didn't do anything to earn the promise. Hey, I know through one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. I didn't ask to be an heir of Adam. I didn't ask for this, but you know what? Such is the offense, come the free gift. Hey, I'm telling you, if you're going to get into this city, hey, there's a free gift. You know, a lot of people seen the immigration debate. We talk about the walls. Hey, guess what? Heaven's got a wall around it. Yeah. It's got a pretty tight immigration policy. Hey, you can stand in line and you can tell them, Noah, you can knock on the gate all you want and tell them that, hey, my daddy was a pastor. Hey, and I was a citizen of the United States of America. Hey, but if you haven't been put on the roll, hey, if your faith hasn't pleased God unto salvation, hey, in hell you'll lift up your eyes. It won't do you no good. I'm asking you tonight, where are you standing on that? He looked for a city who hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You know what? I want to break this down just a little bit. It says he looked for a city, but it has foundations. Amen. Hey, you know what that means, Brother Josh? That means it's real. That means it's sitting on something. Hey, you know what? Jesus looked down. He told old Peter, he said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell ain't going to be able to prevail against them. Hey, guess what? Satan knows who he's fighting for. His followers know who he's following for. Hey, but Christians, are we stating plainly tonight? Young people, when it comes to the way you're acting in school, are you stating plainly that's what you're looking for? Hey, we got a bunch, Pastor. I can't tell. I'll be honest with you. I can't tell what they're playing for. Hey, we've had some things come up, and this happens. And well, you know what? I'd like to go ahead and do this, but I've got this to do, and I'd like to do this. But, you know, I had to ask, hey, when does Jesus get a turn?
Yeah, man.
Hey, when does Jesus get a turn to be first? The ball coach, he's got stuff for you all day.
Yep.
Hey, boys, the ball coach, he's got something for you every day. You get your shoot around and your weight room and all this stuff. Hey, I used to spend some time in one of them weight rooms. You can't tell right now by this little keg I'm carrying around right here. But guess what? Hey, I used to spend some time out there. Hey, what does it do? By the exercise, profit little. But I tell you what does profit a lot, saying plainly and stating plainly, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker's God. It says here in 11, as we get to the other one, it says, through faith, Sarah herself received the strength to conceive the seed. You know, we like to think sometimes that this was a supernatural, just like Jesus' birth. That's how this was. No, the faith gave her the strength to do it. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, hey, Isaac, if you're going to separate yourself from the world and you're going to call out and state plainly that you're looking for a city, God's going to give you the strength to do it. He's not going to just give you a task that's impossible. Hey, but I tell you what, if we're going to get out here and we're going to take this city back, we're going to take this state back, hey, without the Lord, we're not going to be able to do it. It's going to take some now faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 13, all these died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. And we're persuaded of them. I'm asking you right now, are you persuaded in what you believe in? Have you been persuaded? Hey, it's just, you know, Brother Tony Hudson, he says, you know, did you just stick your stick in the fire at youth camp? Is this just something, well, I think I'm going to do this for a little while? Well, Mom and Daddy's going to drag me, so I guess I'll go along with it. You know, I don't feel like listening to James. If I just go all the way out, James probably liable to sit back here all day and nag on me and chew on my legs, so I better at least play the game. Hey, we got anybody in here playing a game tonight? Hey, we got church houses all across America where the pews are full of people playing a game. How is that? They're not persuaded. Hey, we know Paul dealt with a man, and he says, almost thou persuaded me. Hey, we got anybody in here tonight almost persuaded? Or do we got some Christians that are persuaded? Yeah. What are we persuaded? That there's a heaven that's out there. Our young girls giving prayer requests for friends that don't believe in heaven. Right. Guess what? This city's real. This is why we're here. This is why we're here. Hey, I don't know what's more important, to keep a soul out of heaven or to get a soul, keep a soul out of hell or get a soul into heaven. I don't know which one's more important, but I say one's just probably about as good as the other. Some we're going to save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating that garment spotted by the flesh. Some of them we're going to love in. Hey, they say, this don't sound like love. Hey, guess what? I was alive without the law once. Then the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. Hey, but I thought that commandment was unto death, but later on I found it to be unto life. Are you persuaded? If you're not going to be persuaded tonight, hey, the trouble's going to come on a school bus.
Yeah.
If you're not persuaded, young men, young ladies, that problem's going to hit when the friends come. You've got to be persuaded tonight. Then it says here, he says, persuaded of them and embraced them.
Yes.
We've got a city that has foundations whose builder and maker is God. Hey, have we embraced that? Have we embraced the fact? I tell my buddies at work, it gets worse and worse and worse. Brother Larry, but I let them know, I'm not even a citizen here. I can vote. I've got a legal, I got a piece of plastic in my pocket here that lets me vote. I've got an ID, but church, are we citizens here? I think we've totally lost our vision. I don't think we understand that when we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, that we become citizens there. Hey, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, this is the hall of faith, if you will. This is who we're supposed to look to. Hey, these are the people, and they stated plainly. Hey, they said, I don't even live here. I'm just a pilgrim. I'm just a sojourner in here. The Bible, I looked up in my dictionary, a stranger is a foreigner. One who belongs in another country. I don't even belong here. I belong in another country tonight. Unacquainted. Hey, we've got a bunch. They're not persuaded. They've embraced the world, and they're sure acquainted with the world. I don't want to be acquainted with the world tonight. A pilgrim is a wanderer, a traveler, one that only has temporary residence. I'm asking you tonight, are you persuaded in this? Did we get done with the singing? And did we go ahead? We sung about this place called heaven. Hey, you know what? I could pull heartstrings if we want to. Hey, because I've been in Mount Zion long enough to throw some pillars of this church out. Hey, I can go ahead and play the mom and dad. What if they passed away? Brother Josh, I could pluck the grandma and grandpa heartstrings. And I think that's good sometimes. I thank God I've got some grandparents going to be waiting on me. I thank God for that. But I tell you what, hey, are you going to be there? Are you going to be there? Is that city just something in a songbook? Or is that city something we're looking for? Hey, is that something we're striving for? Do we understand that whatever's going on at the high school don't have nothing that's going on to do with heaven? Hey, this stuff's going to pass away. I know me and Logan's a little excited right now. Hey, little Miami just won a playoff game in football. Hey, it wasn't too long ago when I was on that squad, we didn't win a game. 0-10, perfect season. We knew he's going to lose every one of them too. We come out the locker room. Hey, but now all of a sudden we got a team winning a little bit. Hey, what's that got to do with eternity, not a hill of beans?
Right.
What does that have to do with my citizen in heaven? It doesn't have anything to do with it. But what do, church? We get caught up in this. We go ahead and we say, we're going to heaven. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hey, does anybody know what time that football game starts tonight? Hey, ain't there a game, Christian, about 8:40, probably going to be kicking off? Hey, who's playing tonight? Don't even matter, church. Hey, this has nothing to do. Paul says, forbid it that I should boast in anything except for Christ. Church, what are we doing? Where's our heart at? It says here that they were persuaded of them, and they embraced them, and they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And you know what? I think it'd do good for some of our young. Maybe young people's what's getting hit tonight. But you know, it'll probably be good for the rest of the church also. Hey, has anybody confessed in a while they're a stranger? Anybody confessed that they're just a pilgrim down here? Have we got I believe Stockholm syndrome is the term. Are we so used to our prisoners and our captors in this earth that we've forgotten that we don't even live here? I've heard stories about those Jews in them concentration camps. They cleaved into them people that was torturing them.
Right.
And we got inmates that got Stockholm syndrome so bad, I don't know if they'd run if we opened the door and pushed them out.
Right.
Why? Because they got used to their environment.
Right.
Hey, church, we got anybody used to their environment? Are we so used to not seeking God that when the Lord comes by and gives us some good singing, we can't even notice it? And the preacher stands up in the pulpit and he says you got to be saved and you're going to hell if you don't. But then he tells you about a place called heaven and we're so out of touch that we don't even care. Are we so drawn in and absorbed by the cares of the world and the love of this world that we don't even care about heaven? As we talked with Christina, it happens. You know what? We focus on hell. Focus on hell. Hey, we got some people we don't want to see go, and we focus on it. But guess what? Hey, just as much as heaven's real, so's heaven, church.
Amen.
For those of us that's going are to give us a thrill, give us excitement. But you know what? Hey, what if you ain't going tonight? I'm looking at a congregation this size. Hey, I doubt every single person in here is going. Hey, but you know what? Should we accept that? Be like, well, if we play the odds, you know, the most of us are going here. No, why? Hey, we need to be persuaded. Hey, we need to allow ourselves to be persuaded. We need to do some embracing. We need to embrace this book right here. We need to embrace this thing. Why? Because it tells me. It tells me about these people. It says that they looked and they saw it afar off. They didn't receive the promise, but they could see it afar off. Hey, when they went out there before the temple was built, they had them a tabernacle set up. They saw the big old white sheet that surrounded it. And what was that? They could see Jesus being separated from the world. They could see the big gate. Man, that big cloth that had purple. It had fine, elegant. What was that? That was a symbol of this city. They could see it afar off, Brother Josh, but they couldn't see that promise. They couldn't actually, who is that? Jesus Christ. He was fulfilled in that tabernacle. You get in there and you got your big brazen pot up there. You got your horns on the altar, get that sacrifice, wash yourself up, get on in. Hey, then we got our showbread over here. We got our candle over here. And we got the altar of incense. Man, we got us a real nice big curtain right here. Walked in that thing. What was it? All gold. Hey, you know what? Hey, the Lord was let them have a little bit of glimpse of this city.
Yeah.
Hey, he said, once you get inside and you start confessing sin, you start praying, you start putting that blood on the altar. He said, hey, we're going to give you a little glimpse of this. But guess what? Even Abraham and Moses and David and Solomon, all these men right here, you know who they didn't see? They didn't get to see Jesus Christ. They got to hear about him.
Yeah.
They got to see about him. Hey, but I'm telling you, we can get something they can't get tonight. Hey, you know, they had to sit there. We talked about it. It seems like it's come up time and time. Come up in Sunday school. Sundry times in diverse manners. God spake in times past and through our fathers by the prophet. But guess what? We don't have to stand in line and listen to a prophet tonight. Why? Because in these days, he's chosen to speak to us by his son. Hey, we got a problem. We get to just see it. We get to touch it. Hey, we can have him on the inside. I'm asking you, have you been persuaded? Are you seeking that city? Do you got your priorities straight? Because guess what? I'm gonna close. It's going to be a lengthy closing, but I'm going to close with somebody who didn't. And if y'all want to follow along, you can, but I'm going to be skipping around so much. If you go back to Genesis, I want to just take a little bit of this. And as we was talking about Abraham and talking about how Abraham was one of these guys, and he said, I'm seeking a city. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, he says, "Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." Hey, church, if you're going to find the city, you're going to have to follow the directions. He said you're going to have to get out. He said you're going to have to get out of your country. You're going to have to get out of your kindred. You're going to have to get out of your father's house, and you're going to go to a place I'm going to show you. He says, "Now I'll make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." So Abraham departed. Hey, how am I going to know if we're persuaded that there's a city? Because we're going to do some departing. We're going to have to do some going. We're going to have to do some separation. Not going to be able to hold hands with the world and turn around and try to hold hands with church. Hey, we're going to go ahead and it's Sunday morning, so I'm going to put my nice tie on. We're going to go back here and see if we can fool James at Sunday school. Then we're going to come out here to the church, see if we can fool the pastor as he's preaching. Whoever's preaching Sunday night, maybe we can fool them. Hey, then guess what? We get to play Monday and Tuesday. Maybe Wednesday night we come. Probably don't. Don't have to worry about tricking nobody then. Hey, you don't have to tell me if you chose, Brother Josh. I can tell by the way you live if you've chose. Hey, I want to encourage somebody tonight, hey, to seek them things that are above. Quit playing games with the world and let's get to work. Now, Abraham took somebody with him. This is where we're getting on, sewing this all together before we get back and close. He took a young man named Lot with him. While this was happening, Lot was in the house. Lot was in the group. Hey, when he went, they was with his father Terah when he died in Haran. They went that way. Lot knew what was going on. Lot knew that when the Lord said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house," hey, Lot got to go. Lot had to know that when he said to separate from your kindred, hey, the Lord let him go. He didn't have to separate, he got to go. But I'm wondering tonight if we've got Lot in the group. Hey, Abraham was traveling for a city that's builder and maker was God. Now we'll find out if we do a little history and reading. Hey, God told Abraham, "I'll give you cities that you didn't build. I'll give you wells that you don't have to dig. Hey, I'll give it all to you." The Bible tells us that he walked around in the land and he said, "I'm going to go ahead 400 years. You're going to be strangers in the land, but all of a sudden I'm going to send a deliverer and we're going to bring you back home. And when you come back home, all these cities are going to be built for you." Hey, God didn't leave Israel and over there in Egypt. Hey, the whole time they was sitting there, God was building their kingdom for them. Hey, God was building their houses for them. You hearing me, Noah? The whole time they was slaves, God was preparing it all. He said, "When you come back home, you're going to walk into something you didn't have nothing to do with." Hey, church, we've got a home waiting on us that we didn't do nothing to get. If I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell with my back broke. But the Lord saved me and he gave me a city. Lot heard this. Lot knew what was going on. And my notes are flying by here. We're getting straight to where we need to be. Hey, guess what? Abraham was traveling and sojourning and he had a group of people with him as they was walking. I'm wondering if Mount Zion will plainly state and declare that we're not worried about South Lebanon as far as the physicality. We're not worried about the state of Ohio because we don't even live here. We live there. God's got us just passing through. But hey, I'm wondering as we're passing through, we got Lot with us tonight. I'm worried for Lot tonight. I'm worried, say, man, hey, I should have been jumping off the chandeliers singing about heaven. About broke down thinking about my loved ones waiting on me at the gate when I get up home, Brother Josh. Hey, but guess what? I got a little burden on me for Lot tonight. And we can go ahead and we can break it down, but I think everybody here probably knows exactly what it was. All of a sudden, Lot couldn't get along with a man of God. Why? One, because the man of God did anything to him. Oh, Lot had his eyes set on the world. He hadn't embraced the promise. He hadn't stated plainly that he was going with the man of God. Hey, young person, I'm not saying you're not saved. I'm not saying you've never accepted the Lord. But I'm telling you what, you'll find yourself as Lot if you're striving against the man of God, if you're kicking against the plan, if you've got your own destination in your GPS and God's not the one putting her in there, you're going to find it hard. We'll strip straight to the good part. Hey, the Lord says that Lot vexed his righteous soul being around all them sinners. Lord didn't put him in hell for being in, living in the middle of it. Hey, but all of a sudden one day, Lot come over. And he said, hey, man of God. He said, my herdmen can't get along with yours. He said, we're trying to grow this herd up real big, and they keep bumping into each other. You know what? So they got together and Abram, I'd imagine he begged him not to go. I know the Bible don't say that, but I know that that man of God's heart was not to send him out. Hey, I'm wondering if we've got somebody in here tonight. I think they've outgrown this church. I'm wondering, Pastor, I'm wondering if the Word of God isn't going to speak. Maybe nobody's getting it. Maybe somebody is. But I'm wondering if somebody says, I've outgrown this church. Hey, you know what? I'm sick and tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. All we do is talk about the blood. All we do is talk about sin. All we do is talk about heaven. All we do is talk about leave that junk alone. Gabe, all they want to do is talk about, hey, we shouldn't do this and we shouldn't do that. Hey, and what happened? Next thing you know, got his eyes off the man of God. Got his eyes over into the wilderness. Hey, I can do this better on my own. They separated. I've had some young ladies I've had to get on to about separating.
Right.
Hey, you know what? I know Morgan, she ain't going to get mad at me if we say it. Hey, Tanya, just throw something hard at me if you think I'm being mean, because I'm not. But you know what? Hey, we had a few weeks ago, and I know everybody in church saw it. Nobody wanted to say nothing, but I'll address it right now. I looked out, and I saw some young ladies sitting on the back row. You know what? I grew up in church. Grew up sitting right up over there. All this way to the side, second row, behind Brother Josh. You know what? Me and my buddies, we decided we was going to sit on the back row one day. And we did. Hey, we was about as backslid now the will of God as you could get. Backslid in the sense of still saved. Understand? We look at this from two different ways when we say it. I'm not talking about an Israel backslid away from God. I'm talking about just sliding all the way backwards. You know what happened? My old preacher was sitting right here, and he smelled it. I can't tell you how he smelled it, but he did, because he started looking around. He started looking around. And he was missing some teenagers in this spot. Yep. In the middle of the first song, he stood up and he turned around, and there we was in the very back row. He stopped the piano, he stopped the song leader, and he said, moms and dads, we've got some children done pulled away from the pack. You get them or I'm going to. Hey, that probably really pushed some over the edge if I pulled that. I thought it'd be a little easier to just handle it the way I handled it. Hey, but guess what? He said, you can sit them with you or you can sit them where they're supposed to be, but we ain't losing them out of this church. Hey, what does that mean? Hey, sometimes I'll look out and I'll see some of you. When you separate, there's a sign that something's coming, because Lot had to separate from the pack. He had the world on his mind. He wasn't plainly stating and seeking and embracing. He was wandering away. Say, wait a second, why does James get like that? Because I ain't trying to lose none of you. Hey, I'm not even trying to look anybody out. I'm trying to go from Eddie to Josh and maybe to Tina. Not calling anybody out, but I'm just telling you. Hey, we are stating plainly that we're seeking a building whose builder and maker is God. It's got foundations that are real. We don't even live here. We're just pilgrims and sojourners. We're on our way home to heaven. But guess what? We got some traveling with us. One day, Lot said, I can do it better. Yeah. I was going to get on a little more into this, but I don't think I will. I think that part kind of speaks for itself. You know, I had a nice little deal. You know, Lot looked, yeah. Lot chose, and Lot left. He didn't embrace it. He didn't confirm it. He didn't state plainly. He looked around, and he chose, and he left. Hey, we've got some young people in this building tonight. They've already looked around. They've already seen the pack that was heading that way, and they've stated in their heart, I want nothing to do with it. That right there to make every single one of us want to throw up. But it's the truth. Young person, Lot thought he was going to the place of milk and honey. He looked out at the well-watered plains. He said, surely to goodness, that's going to be good for a cow. Well, you know what? The next time we hear about Lot, I don't read nothing about cows. He had herdmen that had to fight with them herdmen. Brother Josh, he had friends that couldn't get along with his church friends. He couldn't get along with God's people. And he let his friends talk to him. But the next time we hear him, I don't see no friends. Matter of fact, from this point on, I don't see nothing about herds, and I don't see nothing about people. I just see Lot living in Sodom. Won't get too much into it. But you know what? Sodom, hey, this is a place, the Bible tells us in Ezekiel, if you all like to flip, you can. You don't have to if you don't want to. In Ezekiel, the Bible tells us a little bit about this in verse 49 of chapter 16. He says, "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom." I'm wondering tonight, maybe mom and dads, if we can't do us a checklist.
Right.
And just because you're living in Sodom and Gomorrah doesn't mean you're a homosexual.
Right.
We automatically want to go ahead and just jump to the big sin. Right. Well, you know what? My kid, he don't have 5 nose rings. They're not connected to his ear. He doesn't have 27 tattoos on his face. He doesn't have 2 boyfriends. Hey, so we're all right. Guess what? We're not all right, Pastor. Because we've got young people and adults and moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas in this church that's fallen into the sins of Sodom.
Right.
"Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride,
right.
Fullness of bread, abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me.
Right.
Therefore, I took them away as I saw good."
Right.
Pastor, he took them away
right.
as he saw good. There's a group, Tammy, that's looking for this city. And we're pilgrims and we're strangers in this land. But there's another land trying to suck them up.
Right.
And it says pride, going over one more time. Like to hit it a couple times, sink in. Pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. If this doesn't sound like the United States of America, I don't know what does.
Right.
We want to laugh and joke and be like, you know, talk about the sodomites, but hey, how bad those homosexuals are. Hey, guess what? We better not throw too many rocks. Because I tell you what, that didn't show up to the last. Pride.
Right.
Hey, we got a bunch of young people. Pride dwelt straight up in them.
Amen.
Hey, it's got to come out, preach. It's got to come out. Fullness of bread. What does that mean? I got so much in my refrigerator, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Idleness of time. I got so much on my hands, I must as well get over here and get in some mischief.
Right.
Hey, but guess what? This is what Lot found himself right in the middle of. He was in the group with the man of God, and yet he found himself right smack dab in the middle of all this junk. And as we go on and we go on here, and we find that there was a war that had happened. And as Lot's living inside of this war, Lot's living inside of it, and all of a sudden when you put yourself confederate with the world, you find yourself dealing with worldly problems.
Amen.
Hey, young ladies and young men, hey, when your friends are inside of school and you've got your heart set on them and not on God and His city, all of a sudden you'll find yourself fighting the world's problems.
Amen.
Hey, little girl in bus seat and little girl on bus 5, and they can't get along with each other. And next thing you know, I'm right smack dab in the middle of that junk. I ain't got no business in it.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Lot was gone.
Yeah.
And then word came to Abram and said, guess what? He's prisoner right now. Now, here's the good news. He went ahead and he automatically, as soon as he heard, he armed a 318 of his own men.
Right.
And he divided them up in 2 and he said, we're going to go get them back. Hey, church, I'm wondering right now, if we don't have Lot lost smack dab in the middle of Sodom tonight.
Right.
But I'm wondering, do we got any armed men in this congregation? Do we got any armed women in this congregation who took Ephesians chapter 6, woke up this morning and put their helmet on? I'm wondering if we put our boots on with preparation of the gospel. Did we slap the truth on our waist when we got out? Do we have the sword of the Spirit? Hey, do we have the shield of faith? Hey, do we have anybody tonight going to go back and get them? If you're stuck tonight, young person, I'm wondering, mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, I wonder if we can admit that we're stuck in Sodom tonight. Are we ready to be retrieved? You know, me and the preacher talked about something. This would be a little rabbit and we'll get back. You know, we got us a youth practice coming up Saturday night at 6 o'clock. We got a youth revival going on in Miamisburg. And the preacher said, you know what? Hey, that Dwayne Moore, he's a pretty straight shooter. He's pretty straight one. James, I might have some competition here. Yeah, you know what? Hey, I could make some moms and dads mad, but you know what? I think he might flip them the rest of the way out. But I'm wondering if we've got any. And you know what, preacher? I started kind of praying and meditating on that. And you know what? It don't matter because mom and dad ain't listening anyways. You know what? All of a sudden, I'm wondering when Abraham went over and he got his trained servants and he said, hey, let's go. Oh, Lot's out here in sin. Hey, Sodom's got him. Hey, Brother Josh, the world's got our kids by the neck. Hey, all of a sudden, maybe put a couple hacks. Maybe jump a couple times. Wake up, church. Our kids are drowning. Mom and dad gets done and said, woo-hoo, that's good. Hey, James said that like he meant it. Hey, come on, we're preaching right here. Preaching right here. Hey, Tina, they said, James preached about that like it was real. Woo-hoo! Sounded so good. Oh, I can't wait to hear him next time. And we go back and we forget that the man of God had to rally the troops because death and hell's got our children. And mom and dad's acting like they came here to see a reed shaking in the wind, acting like, well, I can't go to what, you know, we mean no. And maybe some of these boys been talking about some dry. Hey, that's an old dry church. That's a dry church. You know, we don't do that. We're real here. Our preachers sweat and spit a little bit. Yeah, they do. They sweat. Well, I tell you what, if you're coming here just to watch a man sweat, we're in trouble. I'm telling you, church, hey, the world's got them by the neck. Death and hell's trying to kill them. And we're playing games and laughing and joking in the back of the church. Hey, mom and dad, it's time to suit up. I'm wondering tonight, is anybody willing to suit up? I'm wondering, are we willing to go get them? Hey, this is about it, Pastor. If you go ahead, we'll go ahead and ask you to start coming this way. But I'm asking you, are we willing to go get them? Are we willing to go get them tonight? There's a verse I want to close with. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Say, maybe all of a sudden I find out I am lost in Sodom tonight. The world's got a hold on me. Hey, maybe we need to bear some burdens. Hey, if we can't go get them physically, maybe we should get these altars and get them spiritually. Say, you know what? Hey, Noah, maybe my friends have been held captive. And the world has done run off with them. And we left the man of God. Guess what? Hey, then there's some men trained in his house. We got any young people been trained in the house of God tonight? We got any young people saying, hey, I've went with the man of God. Hey, I'm seeking that city. Do we got any young ladies saying, I'm not going to play games with the world. And when I see my friends lost in sin and I see my friends stuck in there, I'm willing to suit up, put on the armor and go get them. I could ask us tonight, Brother Eddie probably could do the math and give us the real numbers. I wonder how many people we got under watch care of the church tonight. It's a number. I don't know what it is, but it's a number. Hey, where are they, church? We put them under the watch. Hey, I heard somebody tell me one time, I said, man, what does watch care even mean? And they said, we don't watch because we don't care. Hey, but church, I'm wondering if we need to wonder if that ain't the truth. Paul, we need to wonder if that ain't the truth. Hey, if we've got people under the watch care of this church, I'm wondering if sin ain't come out and grabbed them and ain't took off with them. And I'm wondering if the man of God don't need to get some people trained in his house and go get them. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work. And then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen. I'm asking you tonight, do you know the Lord as your Savior? I'm asking you, have you accepted this free pardon of sin? Hey, have you put your repentance towards God and your faith and trust in Jesus Christ?